请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
My head is round.
我的头是圆的。
I have two eyes.
我有两只眼睛。
I use my nose to smell.
我用我的鼻子来闻。
Cover your mouth when you cough.
咳嗽时遮住你的嘴巴。
Wash your hands before you eat.
吃饭前洗手。
Brush your teeth every day.
每天刷牙。
Drink water to stay healthy.
喝水以保持健康。
Sleep well at night.
晚上好好睡觉。
Exercise helps your body.
锻炼有助于你的身体。
Eat fruits and vegetables.
吃水果和蔬菜。
Do not touch your face with dirty hands.
不要用脏手碰你的脸。
Wear clean clothes every day.
每天穿干净的衣服。
Wash your face in the morning.
早上洗你的脸。
My feet help me walk.
我的脚帮助我走路。
Drink milk for strong bones.
喝牛奶以强健骨骼。
Eat less sugar for your teeth.
为你的牙齿少吃糖。
Stay happy and smile a lot.
保持快乐，常常微笑。
On the weekend, we like to play soccer.
在周末，我们喜欢踢足球。
Soccer is a very popular sport around the world.
足球是一项在全球非常受欢迎的运动。
My friends and I meet at the park to play games.
我的朋友和我在公园见面玩游戏。
Sometimes we also enjoy playing basketball and tennis.
有时候我们也喜欢打篮球和网球。
Playing sports is good for health and happiness.
运动有益于健康和幸福。
We start our game at 10 in the morning.
我们早上十点开始游戏。
Everyone enjoys jogging before the game begins.
每个人都喜欢在比赛开始前慢跑。
It is important to warm up to avoid injuries.
热身很重要，以避免受伤。
We divide into two teams.
我们分成两队。
The team with the most goals wins the game.
进球最多的队伍赢得比赛。
Sometimes it rains and we stop playing.
有时下雨，我们停止玩耍。
After the game, we rest and drink water.
比赛结束后，我们休息并喝水。
Playing soccer makes us feel happy and healthy.
踢足球使我们感到快乐和健康。
We look forward to playing again next weekend.
我们期待下个周末再次玩耍。
Playing sports is a great way to make friends.
参加运动是结交朋友的好方法。
Everyone should try sports and have fun.
每个人都应该尝试运动并享受乐趣。
Spring is a time of change.
春天是变化的时候。
The weather starts to get warmer.
天气开始变暖。
People enjoy spending time outside.
人们喜欢在户外度过时光。
Flowers begin to bloom everywhere.
花开始在各处盛开。
Many birds return after the cold winter.
许多鸟在寒冷的冬天后返回。
People often plant new gardens in their yards.
人们经常在他们的院子里种植新的花园。
The days become longer and sunnier.
白天变得更长，更阳光明媚。
Many people go for walks in parks.
许多人在公园散步。
Children like to play outside after school.
孩子们喜欢放学后在外面玩。
People have picnics and enjoy the fresh air.
人们举行野餐，享受新鲜空气。
Gardening is a popular hobby in spring.
园艺是春天的一项流行爱好。
The wind can be gentle or strong depending on the day.
风可以是温和的或强烈的，取决于那天。
Some days it rains, but it is usually warm.
有些日子下雨，但通常天气温暖。
Butterflies and bees are seen around flowers.
蝴蝶和蜜蜂在花朵周围被看见。
Cycling becomes more popular when the weather improves.
骑自行车变得更受欢迎，当天气好转时。
People also like to visit outdoor markets.
人们也喜欢参观户外市场。
Spring is a perfect time for hiking in nature.
春天是徒步自然的完美时间。
Overall, spring encourages people to enjoy the outdoors.
总的来说，春天鼓励人们享受户外活动。
Globalization has significantly transformed the job market worldwide.
全球化显著改变了全球就业市场。
Technological advancements have introduced automation, changing the way we work.
技术进步引入了自动化，改变了我们的工作方式。
Many traditional jobs have declined due to increased competition from overseas.
由于海外竞争加剧，许多传统工作已经减少。
Outsourcing work to countries with cheaper labor has become a common practice.
将工作外包给劳动力更便宜的国家已成为普遍做法。
However, new technology has also created opportunities in various sectors.
然而，新的技术也在各个领域创造了机会。
Jobs in IT, renewable energy, and digital marketing are increasing rapidly.
信息技术、可再生能源和数字营销领域的工作正在迅速增加。
Workers now need to adapt by learning new skills continuously.
工人现在需要通过不断学习新技能来适应。
Lifelong education has become essential for career growth.
终身教育已成为职业发展的必须。
Global connections allow businesses to operate across borders efficiently.
全球连接使企业能够高效地跨境运营。
This expansion increases demand for bilingual and multicultural employees.
这种扩展增加了对双语和多元文化员工的需求。
Remote work enabled by technology is reshaping traditional office environments.
由技术支持的远程工作正在重塑传统办公环境。
These changes also raise concerns about job security and income inequality.
这些变化也引发了对工作安全和收入不平等的担忧。
Policymakers are challenged to create regulations that protect workers effectively.
政策制定者面临挑战，需要制定有效保护工人的规章制度。
Collaboration between governments, companies, and educational institutions is key.
政府、公司和教育机构之间的合作是关键。
Embracing change can lead to innovative solutions and economic growth.
接受变革可以引领创新的解决方案和经济增长。
In conclusion, globalization reshapes jobs but also brings new chances for success.
总之，全球化正在重塑工作，但也带来了成功的新机会。
Oakland Airport has recently undergone its second name change within a single year.
奥克兰机场最近经历了它的第二次名称更改，在一年之内。
The decision to rename the airport sparked a heated debate among residents and officials alike.
重新命名机场的决定引发了居民和官员之间的激烈辩论。
This change is the culmination of ongoing legal disputes between Oakland and San Francisco authorities.
这一变革是奥克兰和旧金山当局之间持续法律纠纷的顶峰。
City officials in Oakland argue that the name change reflects the community's identity and economic ambitions.
奥克兰的城市官员辩称，名称更改反映了社区的身份和经济抱负。
Conversely, San Francisco's representatives have expressed concerns over the potential confusion the renaming might cause.
相反，旧金山的代表们表达了对更名可能造成混淆的担忧。
Legal experts have weighed in on the matter, highlighting the complexities of trademark and branding rights involved.
法律专家就此事发表了意见，强调了涉及商标和品牌权利的复杂性。
This ongoing dispute has delayed several development projects at the airport.
这个持续的争议已经延迟了机场的几个开发项目。
Community members have organized protests to voice their opposition to the rapid changes.
社区成员已组织抗议，表达他们对快速变化的反对。
On social media platforms, opinions about the renaming have been sharply divided.
在社交媒体平台上，关于重新命名的意见分歧严重。
The airport authority maintains that the new name will boost tourism and strengthen local businesses.
机场管理局认为，新名称将促进旅游业发展并加强本地企业。
However, critics argue that the frequent changes erode brand recognition and confuse travelers.
然而，批评者认为频繁的变化侵蚀品牌识别度，并使旅行者感到困惑。
The controversy has even reached state legislators who are considering regulations to prevent similar conflicts in the future.
争议甚至已经波及正在考虑制定防止类似冲突法规的州立法者。
Meanwhile, traveler feedback generally reflects confusion but also curiosity about the airport's evolving identity.
与此同时，旅客反馈通常反映出困惑，但也对机场不断发展的身份表示好奇。
In an effort to clarify the situation, the airport has launched an extensive information campaign.
为了澄清情况，机场发起了一项广泛的信息宣传活动。
This campaign aims to educate the public on the reasons behind the frequent renaming.
这项活动旨在教育公众有关频繁更名背后的原因。
Despite this, some groups remain adamantly opposed and continue to seek legal remedies.
尽管如此，一些团体仍然坚决反对，并继续寻求法律救济。
The upcoming months will likely determine the long-term identity and branding strategy of the airport.
未来几个月可能会决定机场的长期身份和品牌战略。
Ultimately, the resolution will set a precedent for how regional airports handle naming rights disputes in the future.
最终，该决议将为地区机场如何处理命名权争议树立先例。
As the debate continues, the eyes of the aviation industry remain fixed on Oakland's evolving narrative.
随着辩论的继续，航空业的目光紧紧盯着奥克兰不断发展的叙事。
The stadium was buzzing with anticipation as Benfica prepared to face Chelsea in the FIFA Club World Cup final.
体育场因期待而热闹非凡，贝尔菲卡准备迎战切尔西，参加国际足联俱乐部世界杯决赛。
Every inch of the pitch felt charged, as both teams knew the stakes were monumental.
球场的每一寸都感觉充满了电荷，两支球队都知道赌注意义重大。
Chelsea dominated early possession, carving intricate passages of play that seemed destined to break through Benfica's defense.
切尔西早早掌控了控球权，打造了复杂的比赛线路，似乎注定要突破本菲卡的防线。
Yet, Benfica's defensive line held firm, their coordination impeccable under the relentless pressure.
然而，本菲卡的防线坚如磐石，他们的协调在无情的压力下无可挑剔。
The crowd's roars crescendoed, reacting to heroic blocks and timely interceptions that denied Chelsea any foothold.
人群的咆哮声渐渐高涨，回应着英勇的封堵和及时的拦截，阻止了切尔西取得任何立足点。
Midway through the first half, an audacious counterattack by Benfica caught the Blues off guard.
在上半场中途，本菲卡的一次大胆反击让蓝调队措手不及。
Their striker's clinical finish stunned the stadium and put Benfica ahead against the odds.
他们的前锋精准的终结让体育场震惊，并让本菲卡在不利情况下领先。
Chelsea intensified their assaults, weaving through the midfield with relentless energy and tactical savvy.
切尔西加强了他们的进攻，通过中场，凭借着不懈的精力和战术上的聪明才智穿插其间。
But Benfica's goalkeeper performed miracles, diving impossibly to thwart shot after shot.
但本菲卡的守门员创造了奇迹，几乎不可能的扑救一球又一球。
His acrobatic saves became the stuff of legend, each eliciting gasps of disbelief from the fans.
他的杂技般的扑救成为了传奇，每一次都引起了球迷们难以置信的喘息声。
As the minutes dwindled, Chelsea's frustration grew palpable, their attempts increasingly desperate and uncoordinated.
随着分钟数减少，切尔西的挫败感变得明显，他们的尝试变得越来越绝望和不协调。
The referee's final whistle was met with an eruption of jubilation from the Benfica supporters.
裁判的最后哨声伴随着本菲卡支持者们的欢呼爆发而响起。
Against all odds, Benfica had defended their lead with unparalleled resilience and tactical brilliance.
尽管面临重重困难，本菲卡凭借无与伦比的韧性和战术才华守住了领先优势。
This match would be etched forever in the annals of football history as a testament to defensive mastery.
这场比赛将永远铭刻在足球历史的记载中，作为防守大师的见证。
Post-match, players and coaches praised Benfica's discipline and unyielding spirit as the cornerstone of their victory.
赛后，球员和教练称赞本菲卡的纪律和不屈不挠的精神，作为他们胜利的基石。
From tactical nuances to individual heroics, the match was dissected and celebrated across the footballing world.
从战术细节到个人英勇，比赛被详细分析并在足球界广泛庆祝。
In the end, Benfica's miracle was not just a victory but a powerful narrative of grit overcoming great odds.
到最后，贝尔法的奇迹不仅仅是胜利，而是关于勇气克服巨大困难的强有力叙述。
As the fans began to disperse, the echoes of that night promised to inspire generations of footballers to come.
当球迷开始散去时，那晚的回声承诺将激励未来的足球运动员世代。
Indeed, that Benfica versus Chelsea clash carved a unique chapter in the rich saga of world football.
确实，贝尔法对切尔西的比赛在丰富的世界足球传说中刻下了独特的一章。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。